Hello and welcome to the final segment of Sahara Universal Network's special program titled Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. Last week we examined the role of women in Iran's Islamic Revolution. In this, our last program, we are going to look at the role Imam Khomeini, who has been called the father of the Islamic Revolution, played in this historic event.
When we think of Iran's Islamic Revolution, there is one name that comes to mind above all others. That is Imam Khomeini, the father of the Islamic Revolution. The future leader of the Islamic Revolution first came to prominence in 1963, when he led the opposition to Shah and his program of reform known as the White Revolution. Imam Khomeini attacked the Shah's program, which he claimed would lead to the destruction of Islam in Iran. The Imam publicity denounced the Shah as a wretched, miserable man. Such statements were dangerous in those days, and the Imam was consequently arrested on June 5, 1963. However, the arrest proved to be a major mistake on the part of the regime. In fact, it actually helped fuel the cause of the revolution. As it turned out, Imam Khomeini had a large following among the Iranian people. He was widely admired and respected. Therefore, news of his arrest only served to inflame the people. Shortly after the event, 3 days of major riots erupted across Iran. Moreover, the police used deadly force to stop them. The Pahlavi regime reported that 86 had been killed in the rioting. Imam Khomeini's supporters said that at least 15,000 had been slaughtered. Imam Khomeini was kept under house arrest for 8 months and then released. However, he continued to oppose the Shah on issues he considered to be important, such as the Shah's close cooperation with Israel and the Shah's extension of diplomatic immunity to American military personnel. In November 1964, Imam Khomeini was arrested once again, and this time sent into exile, where he remained for 15 years until his return upon the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Though Imam Khomeini had been expelled from his homeland, he still continued to influence his followers from exile and direct the course of the Islamic Revolution.
With regard to the role of Imam Khomeini in not only this revolution, but also in the history, we can refer to the two theories. One theory says that the history makes heroes, like Alexis Carrel. And another one says that men are made by history, and or history makes by men. If you want to refer these two theories to his Imam, we can say that Imam is created by the Islamic history and is the creator of Islamic Revolution.
Though Imam Khomeini had been expelled from his homeland, he still continued to influence his followers from exile and direct the course of the Islamic Revolution. In Iran itself, it appeared as if life had returned to normal. However, appearances can be deceiving, and what the calm proved to be was simply the calm before the storm. There were no civil uprisings because dissent was ruthlessly suppressed by the Savak and the regime's security forces. However, Savak proved unable to stamp out the revival of Islam. This religious awakening, which had been initiated by Imam Khomeini, continued to grow in strength, gathering followers from all segments of Iranian society. Moreover, it continued to undermine the idea that westernization was progress. The phenomenon boded ill for the future of the monarchy, because that was the very idea on which the Shah had based his secular regime. Even more dangerous, as far as the Shah's regime was concerned, was the theory that Imam Khomeini developed and propagated, that Islam requires an Islamic government by Vilayat al-Faqih, or rule by the leading Islamic jurist.
When did Imam Khomeini first come to prominence?
Theoretically speaking, the role of Imam Khomeini as the leader of revolution can be explained in three aspects. One, as ideologue. Imam Khomeini, with the teaching of Islamic government in Najaf to the students, to the theological students, showed that how they want to, what kind of system, political system they want. Because we did not have such a model to follow up during the modern ages. We knew about 1400 years ago of the political system of the Prophet and Imam Ali, but later we didn't have anything. Imam Khomeini, as an ideologue, helped in order to show what kind of system, political system we want based on Walayat al-Faqih. The second aspect of the leadership of Imam was to command such a revolution. Imam, as the leader, political revolutionary leader, showed how to direct the movement of the people in order to succeed.
When he led the opposition to Shah and his program of reforms known as the White Revolution. On February 1, 1979, Imam Khomeini returned to Tehran. It appeared as if the whole city poured out onto the streets to greet him and welcome him home. According to estimates, the crowd numbered in the millions. He was the undisputed leader and father of the Islamic Revolution. Several days later, on February 4, 1979, Imam Khomeini appointed his own interim prime minister, which was the first step in dismantling the old regime and laying the groundwork for the Islamic Republic. By February 11, the last vestige of the Shah's regime had been eradicated. The Islamic Revolution, guided by Imam Khomeini, had succeeded far beyond the expectations of the political observers of the day.
The role of Imam Khomeini in the success of Islamic Revolution. Political sociologists have dedicated a great deal of study to political parties, elites, and revolutionary leaders. One of these is Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini contributed to various phases of Iran's Islamic Revolution, and in this respect was unique. He actually orchestrated and led all phases of the revolution. In one way, Imam Khomeini was the theoretician of the revolution when he suggested the theory of Velayat al-Faqih, or Islamic jurisprudence. To appreciate how unique his role really was, let's compare it for a moment to the Russian Revolution. The theoretician was Karl Marx, who published the Communist Manifesto in 1848. However, the executor was Lenin, who put the theory into action in 1917. Imam Khomeini, on the other hand, both introduced Velayat al-Faqih and implemented it. Imam Khomeini says, "Our task is to stand against the superpowers, and we have the ability to stand."
The name of the book that was compiled of Imam Khomeini's lectures and played a key role in the Islamic Revolution.
Another vital step in the course of a revolution is training its manpower, which will handle the revolt. Imam Khomeini was actively involved in this role as well. A theological teacher for years, The forces he trained played a vital role in Iran's Islamic revolution. The third phase is conducting and leading the revolutionary fight up to victory. And once again, Imam Khomeini was vitally involved, having taken up this struggle in 1962 after the death of Ayatollah Brujerdi up till the victory of the revolution. The next phase is the foundation of a new system. Imam Khomeini is known as both the architect and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He founded a new system once the old had been removed, and actually ran and managed this system for 10 years till his death in 1989.
In a series of lectures in early 1970, Imam Khomeini argued that Islam requires obedience to Sharia, or religious law alone. He explained that in order to attain such a situation, Muslims must not only be guided and advised by Islamic jurists, but ruled by them. In other words, the leading Islamic jurists or jurists must run the government. Those lectures were later compiled and published as a book titled Velayat-e-Faqih, meaning Islamic government or guardianship of the jurists. Imam Khomeini refrained from discussing this concept in interviews and talks with outsiders. However, the book was widely distributed in religious circles, especially among the imam's students and Iranian small business leaders, the Bazaris. Though Imam Khomeini was in exile, his followers laid the groundwork for what would become a powerful and efficient network of opposition within Iran itself. They greeted their mosque sermons toward the cause, often quoting Imam Khomeini and explaining his teachings and political position. Those abroad began recording his speeches on cassette tapes and smuggling them into Iran, where they were copied and widely distributed. As the religious opposition grew, other groups joined in, who admired the Imam's charismatic leadership. Hukmat al-Islami, or Velayat-e-Faqih, meaning Islamic government or guardianship of the jurist.
Imam Khomeini announced that the Shah would go so the people needn't fear his threats. Some were saying that Imam had underestimated the power of America and the Shah's supporters. But you witnessed how easily the Shah and his allies left the country. According to the army commander Badri, when General Oizer asked him to stage a coup to put the Shah back in power, he said that he couldn't do so because out of his 45,000 forces, he only had 700 he could count on. All the rest had joined the revolutionary movement. In fact, the movement was so overwhelming, there was very little resistance, and a revolution was achieved with very few casualties. And this was because of Imam Khomeini's leadership. He had a decisive role as well as a guiding role.
By the late 1970s, the opposition to the monarchy had become so strong, Savak could no longer contain it. So the Shah sent in the military, and then the servicemen began to rebel, throw down their weapons, and join the revolutionaries. By January of 1979, the Shah had exhausted all of his options. There was only one thing left to do, and that was to leave Iran.
The word Imam means pioneer, leader, guide, and torchbearer, or standard bearer. Imam was a great thinker, a canonist, a philosopher, teacher, preceptor, and mystic. He was also a famous poet and writer. Almighty God gave Imam these great attributes. Another of Imam Khomeini's great qualities was his worldview. He had great knowledge about the Shah's power and that of his allies. When he realized that the monarchy was unstable, he announced that the Shah would go, so the people needn't fear his threats. Some were saying that Imam had underestimated the power of America and the Shah's supporters. Made it the power of America.
Well, we've come to the end of our 10-segment series, the program called Dawn of Awakening. We hope we have been able to shed some light on the Islamic revolution that happened in Iran. On behalf of all of our team here in Tehran at Sahara Universal Network, who helped this program be produced, we thank you all for watching. Until our next series, goodbye and God bless.
Imam Khomeini announced that the Shah would go, so the people needn't fear his threat.